Today, Shi'as Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Ches. We will begin Mitzvah Shem on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the wide lines to Nan Hosam, as Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach was zoche to make a seam on our Masechta. To Nan Hosam, the Mishnah teaches us Masechta Tainus, B'shlosh Shaprokim B'shana, three times a year, Kehanim Noisim Es Kepeyim, the Kehanim Duchen, Arba Pom B'yoyim, four times during the day. B'shachas, b'musaf, b'mincha, or b'nila sharim. They duchen those four times b'shachas, b'mincha, b'shachas, b'musaf, b'mincha, nila sharim, or b'mamodus. As we know, when a person brings a carbon, the halacha is that the person who brings the carbon has to stand as there as his carbon is being brought. And every day, there were kabbonis that were brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, the carbon tamid. So the way Klal Yisrael was represented, the owners were represented for bringing the carbon, they used to have mamodis, as the Mishnayis Masechta Tainus explained. And the people who lived in Yerushalayim would come to the Beis HaMikdash and be there when they brought the kabbonis. The mamodis were divided into 24 mishmeiros, into 24 groups, just like the mishmeiros of the Kahanim were divided into 24 groups. And they were called the Anshei Maimed. And the people from Yerushalayim would stand there Monday through Thursday, essentially, were the main days of the Maimed. They would stand there as the Kabbonis were brought in Yerushalayim. And then there were the people who did not travel. In those days, particularly, travel did not come about easily. So those people would stay in their home and they would daven all day and fast. And those were the days that they also said Ne'ilah. And on those days, they duchened. We know the Kohanim are obligated to bless Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Koy Savarchu es b'nei Yisrael emalahem. And as the Minchas Chinuch explains, midaraisa, it's adequate that the Kohanim say Brichas Kohanim once a day. But if the Kohen wants to, says Nesias Kapayim more than once a day, every time he says it, he is Mekayim a mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara says. The Kohanim on the Mamodos, on the Yom Kippur, did said it four times a day. Of course, the Gemara Masechta Tainus and Masechta Tainus on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis asks that on Yom Kippur on the days of the Mamodos there is no Musaf. So how do we understand when it says that they said Nesias Kapayim four times a day on the days of Mamodos there's no Musaf on those days. Musaf is only on the days of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says that on those days they used to say Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. Only on a day where there is Ne'ilah, so there is no Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. In other words, on all days of the year, there is no Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. There's only Nesias Kapayim by Shachris. The reason being, because by Mincha, Chazal were concerned for Shikris. Chazal were concerned that somebody might have drank alcoholic beverages, and somebody who drank is disqualified from doing the Avodah, from saying Nesias Kapayim, and therefore they did not allow Nesias Kapayim on a day with his Mincha. On a day like a fast day, so there's no concern, because they're not allowed to eat, they didn't drink, so that concern goes away. But still, Chazal said that they shouldn't say, we say in the Nesias Kapayim, it depends. If it's Yom Kippur, so we're not going to say it by Mincha, we'll say it by Nila, as we're learning now in the Gemara. On a regular fast day, they're going to say it by Mincha. So again, we learned now the halacha that on these 4 days, on these 2 days, they said Nesias Kapayim four times a day. As the Ramai Nidl Sharm, what's Nidl Sharm? Rav Oma Tzilusa Yuserta. There was an extra tefillah they davened past Shachris mincha and shas shachris musaf and mincha. The Shmuel Amar, they said the nusach of ma'ana chayenum. What we say, as Tosfos Shonim says, what we say in the nila ata noisin yad lepoishim, that's what Shmuel refers. Meisvei, ask the Gemara on the opinion of Shmuel, that according to Shmuel that we just said, that by Nila, they did not say a regular Shemana Esrei. All they said by Nila was this special tefillah of Atanois and Yad L'Poshim. And the question is, the Gemara asks, how is that possible? But the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says that we just learned that everybody agrees that by Nila, they said Nesis Kapayim. And Nesis Kapayim is directly related to the bracha of Avoida. And Avoida is only, would say, isn't that part of the Shemana Esrei? So Tosfos Yom Kippurim says that even according to Shmuel, who holds that they didn't say a full Shemana Esrei, Shmuel agrees that the end of this tefillah of Atanois and Yad L'Poishim, they said, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, and then they were able to say, Nesias Kapayim. So ask the Gemara Meisvei, it says in the Brisa or Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, what we call Kol Nidre night, Mispal Sheva, Yudavin Ashmanesra, seven brachos, or Misvada. Bishachus, Mispal Sheva Misvada. Bemusa, Mispal Sheva Misvada. Bemincha, Mispal Sheva Misvada. Bemnila, Mispal Sheva Misvada. So here we see that it's considered a full fledged tefillah, not like Shmuel. And ask the Gemara another kasha, Vesu Tanya, Yom Kippurim Chashecha. Yom Kippurim, as Yom Kippurim begins, Misal Sheva Misvada, V'choysim, and at the end of the tefillah, we say Vidui. And we say the bracha, Abarach Ato Hashem, Akel HaSolchen, Divrei Meir. V'chomar Mispal Sheva, we say Shemana Esrei with seven brachas, V'mrotza Luachtoim Vidui, if you want to end the bracha that way, you may or not. But here it says clearly that Yom Kippurim at night, you say Nila, a full-fledged Shemana Esrei, seven brachas. Tiyofta de Shmuel, Tiyofta. So certainly Shmuel is refuted. And as we know, and as we do, by Nila we say full-fledged Shemana Esrei. Says the Gemara, Ula Barav Nochas Kamei de Rava. Ula Barav went to Davin Tfilas Nila, Pasach, and he began the Tfilas Nila, Ba'at Bechatana, Vesayim, and then he continued saying, Ma'on Ma'ach Hayoyma, Chayenu, right before the bracha, he said that nusach v'shavchei, and he was praised for saying the nila the proper way. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nosan Amar, the yachar oimrei, the person who's davening Shemana Esrei should say ma'ana ma'chayenu achat tefilasoi. In other words, according to Rav Huna b'Rav Nosan, only the shlich tzibur says ma'ana ma'chayenu in the middle of the tefillah. The yachid who's davening Ne'ilah, should say that at the end of his tefillah, just like the Yachid we've learned, says Vidui at the end of the tefillah. Amar Rav, so teaches us Rav, tefillas Ne'ilah p'teres shel aris. If somebody davens Ne'ilah, he does not have to daven Ma'ariv Matzei Yom Kippur. Rav Latame, says the Gemara, Rav is following his opinion. Dama, the Rav holds, Shlusa Yisar Tehi, that tefillah, that Neila is considered an extra shmones, an extra tefillah, and therefore, since you daven Neila, therefore there's no need to daven Ma'ariv, because according to Rav, as we're going to see, Rav held that Neila was davened at night, and since Neila was davened at night, so it's the same time as Ma'ariv, and it could take the place of Ma'ariv, because as the Yerushalmi explains, when we speak about tefillas nila, the question is, nila means to close. What does it mean? What was closing? So Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, does it mean the closing of the Shari Shemayim? Or does it mean of the closing of the Shari Ezra? So if we say it's the closing of the Shari Shemayim, so that's towards the end of the day. That's when the gates of Shemayim Kaviyachal are being closed, because that's when the day of Yom Kippur is ending. So that is by Ma'ariv time. And that's why, as Rav just said, Ne'ila could be take the place of Ma'ariv. But if we say that Ne'ila is the place of closing the Shar, the Azara, the gates of the Azara, they were closed already much earlier in the day when it's still Yom Kippur and it's not yet the time of Ma'ariv. Moreover, I saw the Mefarshim explain that even according to Rav, that we just said, the Rav says Ne'ilah was said later because it corresponds to the closing of the Shari Shemayim, Rav will agree that Ne'ilah was said not that late because they needed to have time to daven Ne'ilah properly. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Hachi, is Rav hold that Nila could take the place of Ma'ariv. From Rav, halacha k'divrei ha'omer, the halacha follows the opinion that says tefilas arvis rishus. There is no obligation to the daven Ma'ariv. So what are we saying? Says the Gemara that Nila takes the place of Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is not something that we're obligated to daven, and if Ma'ariv is not something we're obligated to daven, so what's the requirement to figure out a way to daven Ne'ilah and not have to daven Ma'ariv? Answers the Gemara, Rav was addressing the opinion that holds that you're obligated to daven Ma'ariv. And he's saying, according to the man, the Omer, that you're obligated to daven Ma'ariv, so Ne'ilah could take the place of Ma'ariv. The halacha is that even though the halacha say the Rishonim is the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, the halacha already says, the Pesukim already say, Hayoim kavru ko Yisrael leim kechayva. The Klal Yisrael has already accepted the chiv to daven Ma'ariv as if it's a full-fledged obligation. And one can't say, well, tefilas arvis rishus, it's voluntary, and I chose not to daven Ma'ariv. Moreover, Tosfos quotes the Ri that says that even if you hold the tefilas arvis rishus, you can't just dismiss it. We have to remember that tefilas arvis was established by Yaakov Avinu. And moreover, we know that tefilas arvis was established k'neged devarim of the bedarim, the parts of the carbon that were burnt on the Mizbeach every night. And so certainly if Yaakov Avinu told us to daven Ma'ariv, and on most nights they burnt the fats, etc., of the carbon on the Mizbeach, we cannot dismiss it. The only point that Rabbeinu Yonah says is that if we compare Tefillas Arvis to Tefillas Shachris and Mincha, then it's a Rishus, it's not the same level. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that Ma'ariv, unlike Shachris and Mincha, we have much more strict rules in when we're allowed to daven. He says that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv all night. And of course, the biggest nafkamina is that by Shachris and Mincha, we know there's a Chazar Sashatz, and by Ma'ariv, there is no Chazar Sashatz. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, even though we just learned that Kavah like a Chayva, that they established that one is obligated to daven Ma'ariv, that doesn't change that even though they established one is obligated to daven Ma'ariv, that they should institute a Chazar Sashatz. That remained that since really Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, the way we note it is by not saying Chazar Sashatz. Meisvei asked the Gemara another question on the opinion of Rav, that Ne'ilah takes the place of Ma'ariv, Matzah Yom Kippur. Meisvei, oh, Yom Kippur, Mespal Sheva, Mesvada. That's what we call Nidre. B'shachmas Sheva Mesvada. There's Musaf Sheva Mesvada. B'Ne'ilah Mespal Sheva Mesvada. B'Arvis, on Matzah Yom Kippur, Mespalo Sheva. That we say the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, the last three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, and then we say what we learned in Masechta Brachas called Havineinu. Havineinu was established for people who don't have the time for specific reasons to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So they summarize all the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, besides the first three and the last three, into an abridged version called Havineinu. So since it's Matzah Yom Kippur, people are hungry and people have to prepare a meal, the way Rashi explains, and therefore we were more lenient to daven Tfilas Havineinu. Another explanation that the Rishonim suggest is since it's a tayrich for the tzibur, Everybody's fasting. Everybody's hungry. So that's why we daven Havineinu. The nafkamina would be very simple. If somebody has at home food prepared, or somebody has people at home who could prepare the meal, if the reason we daven Havineinu is because we need to prepare the meal, here we don't need to prepare the meal because there's somebody who prepared the meal for me. But according to the Tosfos, who quotes the Rashbam, that because people are hungry, that's why we allowed this abridged version to be davened, the Havineinu, so then the halacha would be everybody could daven Havineinu. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Meshama Vaisov, Mispal Shemone Esrei Shleimus. He holds that we daven a regular Shemone Esrei, Mnei Shetzorach Loima Havdolo B'choinen Adas. We know on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur, we say Atochon Antanu. And as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Brachos, Dav Chavtes, the Gemara says that whenever we have to say Atochon Antanu, truthfully, any extra tefillah, we can't say it in a Havineinu. Because Havineinu, the Gemara explains, has a very specific nusach. And we can't change that nusach. And since the nusach doesn't include the Havdol of Atochan Antanu, we can't say it. And therefore, the only option on Matzah Yom Kippur, as we indeed do, is to say a full-fledged Shemone Esrei. So we see from here that even though they daven Nila, the Brisa clearly indicates that they also daven Ma'ariv. Not like what Rav said, that Ni'ilah could take the place of Ma'ariv. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. This discussion that we've been having, if Ni'ilah could take the place of Ma'ariv, is actually a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, Kol Chayovei Tfilas. Somebody who has to go to the mikvah because he became tar, may go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Before we go any further in this sugya, it's important to point out the Tosfos in Masechta Be'ah, and this is the way the halacha is, says that we don't go to the mikveh under any circumstances on Yom Kippur. But this Brisa teaches us that kol chayv tefilas, if somebody is obligated to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, the time to come to go to the mikveh came out on Yom Kippur. Tavel Kedaka B'Yom Kippurim may go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara explains, Nida V'Yeledis, if a woman was a Nida, and now her days of being a Nida end, she could go to the mikveh at night. V'Yeledis, so too, if a woman had a baby boy or a baby girl, that she has to go to the mikveh, this is the time. If the time for going to the mikveh comes out on Yom Kippur, if they go, Belkeri, we know that if somebody had an emission of zera, of semen, that his tummy goes to the mikveh, the halach is toiv v'hoylech ad mincha. If during the day of Yom Kippur he had such an emission, as long as it's before mincha, he could go to the mikveh in order to daven. But if he saw Kerry after Mincha, so then that he shouldn't go to the mikveh. Of course, as we understand, going to the mikveh on Yom Kippur is not something that we're quick to allow. And therefore, we tell this person to wait until it gets dark. It's not really Yom Kippur. Then go to the mikveh and then daven Nila, because Nila can be davened at night. So as we know, the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Brachos, that even though Ezra HaSofer made a takana that anybody who sees Kerry may not daven or may not learn, and therefore he has to go to the mikveh, and without going to the mikveh, he would not be allowed to daven and learn. So Yom Kippur, he needs to daven. The halach is that Chazal were mevatel that takana and said that we are allowed to daven or learn even though we didn't go to the mikveh. And since that's the case, we understand that we don't have a right to allow Balkeri to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. That those Rishonim that who were lenient, particularly if there's a person who is always makbid to go to the mikveh when he's a Balkeri, those Rishonim allowed the going to the mikveh, but that's not our minig. Even after Mincha, he could go to the mikveh, because his opinion is that Nila we daven by day, And therefore, he's allowed to go to the mikveh, even though it's Yom Kippur, in order that he should be able to daven nila. So we see that according to Chachamim, the time to daven nila is by night. And that's what's going to be the opinion of Rav, that since nila is davened at night, we don't have to daven ma'ariv. Rav Yossi, who held that nila is davened by day, he's going to hold that nila can't take care of ma'ariv because it's not davened at the same time. Ask the Gemara of Ramini, ask the Gemara Stira on this brisa, contradiction to this brisa. There's another brisa that states, Hazava, Hazava, a person who's a Zava and a Zava that has to have Zayin Nikiyim after they finished seeing the submission of Zava Zava. And the halach is that they could go to the mikveh by that the day of the seventh, on the seventh day. That, so says the Braisa Zava Zava, they could Mitzayrav and Mitzaras, also when they complete their being Mitzayra, Boil Nida, who has the din of a nida that he's tummy for 7 days, or tummy mace, then we know he's tummy for 7 days. Tovel kadarkin b'yom kippurim. If the seventh day comes out on Yom Kippur, they could go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. Nida v'yaledis, tovel kadarkin b'leil Yom Kippurim. A nida and yaledis will go to mikveh at the night. If the time for coming to mikveh is kol nidre night, they could go to the mikveh. Balkeri, he could go to the mikveh all day long. After mincha, he shouldn't die. Go to the mikveh, because he's only going to the mikveh in order to be able to daven nila. And nila can be davened at night, so don't go to the mikveh during the day Yom Kippur when you can daven nila at night. But what we see from this brisa, that the opinions of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are reversed. Here Rabbi Yossi says that if he came about Keri after Mincha, he should wait for the night to go to the mikveh, and before Rabbi Yossi said that he could go to the mikveh all day long, and Rabbanan and this Braisa hold just the opposite. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. We could reconcile the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Ha! This Braisa that says that after this man Mincha, he can no longer go to the mikveh, is talking about an individual that soli tefilas naila. If he already daven nila, so he has no reason to go to the mikveh. He should wait for the evening to go to the mikveh. Ha, the brisa that says that he is allowed to go to the mikveh is bedeloit soli. And therefore, since he didn't daven nila, and he wants to daven nila, he could go to the mikveh. Ask the Gemara, Edith Soli, if we're explaining that the second brisa that we just learned is referring to a situation we already daven nila, so ask the Gemara, my tamay the Rabbanan. Why would Rabbanan allow him to go to the mikveh? We understand if he still needs to daven nila, so we're allowing him to go to the mikveh in order that he should be able to daven. But if he's not going to be davening anyway, so why do we, if he already davened, so why is he allowed to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? Answers the Gemara, there's another consideration. Kasavi Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of the opinion, Tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So, as the Rishonim explain, there's two separate machloikasin of the Rabbanan the Chachamim in the two brises that are not connected. The first brisa has a machloikas, when is the time to daven ni'ilah? Do we daven ni'ilah Yom Kippur by day, or do you daven Nila by night? And in that brisa, the Rabbanan held that you daven Yom Kippur, daven Nila by night. Now there's another consideration. Even if you davened already, and there's no reason to go to the mikveh for that, but there's a new consideration, and that is tefillah b'zman mitzvah. That whenever you're supposed to go to the mikveh, when the time to go to the mikveh comes, the halach is then there's halacha tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, and therefore he should go to the mikveh even if he doesn't need to daven. Ask the Gemara, mechlal the Rabbi Yossi sava lav mitzvah. Is that going to be? So therefore, even if you davened already in the ilah, the Rabbanan will hold go to the mikveh for that reason. Ask the Gemara, mechlal the Rabbi Yossi sava lav mitzvah. Does that mean to say the Rabbi Yossi holds that going to the mikveh at the proper time is not a mitzvah? But Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Somebody has the Shem Hashem written on his body. He may not wash his body in water, and he may not smear himself with water, with oil, for the reason, we're concerned that if he's going to wash himself, he's going to erase the Shem Hashem. Furthermore, he may not stand in a place where it's dirty and his body, the Shem Hashem, is exposed, because the pasuk says, we have to treat the Shem Hashem with the greatest respect. This dam light feels mitzvah. If somebody has to go to the mikveh, what should he do? Kairach alav gemi. He should put a loose bandage, so to speak, on the place where the Shem Hashem is, so it shouldn't get erased because of the water. For Yair the Tovel, and that's how he could go to the mikveh. So Rashi is explaining that the entire concern in our Gemara is mechikas Hashem. We're concerned that somebody's going to go to the mikveh or wash himself when he has the Shem Hashem written on his body, he may come to Chas V'Shalom to raise the Shem Hashem. The Rishonim ask that in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, it seems that that's not the concern. Because the Gemara says as long as the person is not actively erasing the Shem Hashem from his body, that isn't considered Mechikas Hashem. And rather, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains that the reason one shouldn't wash himself under such circumstances is because somebody is not allowed to stand without any clothing in front of the Shem Hashem. So the Noida Behuda says that one should not misunderstand the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Even though the Gemara Masechta Shabbos was lenient regarding the concern of Mechikas Hashem, that's only when somebody is obligated to go to the mikveh. So since the person is obligated to go to the mikveh, so and he's not actively erasing the Shem Hashem, we're lenient. However, if it's a sicha or rechitza shel rishus, and you have the Shem Hashem on your body, says the Noida Behuda, you're not allowed to erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, only by a tefillah, which is not actively erasing Shem Hashem, you're just going into the mikveh. So therefore, the halacha is we could be more lenient. In fact, this is a very important question, that under what circumstances is the halacha, how far do we have to be worried about this? The Sefer Chassidim says that one should be careful not to leave Sforim next to, says the Sefer Chassidim, next to food. Because since in those days, particularly, it was common for the mice to get attracted to the food. And if you're going to leave Sforim there, the mice may ruin the Sforim. And of course, we're not allowed to cause, even though it's not a direct act, we're not allowed to cause that the Sforim should get in any way ruined. The Tshuvin Rav and the Shas HaTshuvos, Tovim Misharim Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadik Tes, and Siman Kuf Dalet, says that only in a case where it's not certain that there's going to be Mechikas Hashem, we could be lenient. But however, in a situation where it's for sure going to get erased, even though it's not being done directly, even though the Mechikas Hashem is only being done indirectly, says the Tshubina Rav, it's still usur. One has to be very careful, as we'll just discuss about Mechikas Hashem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that somebody who has the Shem Hashem on his body, Yoyed V'Toivel Kedarkoi, can go to the mikveh in the regular fashion, or Vach Lo Yishavshif. He has to be careful not to rub the Shem Hashem. It says the Gemara, V'Kai Malon, and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains what is the basis of the Machloikus of the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. They're arguing about Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah Pligi. Is there an obligation to go to the mikveh when one has to? The Tanakam is of the opinion that, of course, as we're learning, the Rishonim explain that we're talking about an individual who doesn't have a gemi. If the person has a gemi that he could cover himself, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that that's what he has to do. The machloikus here is where a person doesn't have a gemi. Should he go? What could he do? The rabbanon hold that he shouldn't go to the mikveh until he gets a gemi. Because are you going to miss going to the mikveh? They hold tefillah b'zmano is not a mitzvah. There's no obligation to go to the mikveh when one is obligated to go. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds that one is obligated to go to the mikveh when he's obligated to go, and therefore tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. So it's an interesting question that the Rishonim debate. So let's say today was the day that you were supposed to go to the mikveh. And let's say we paskin the tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. Does tefillah b'zmano mitzvah include that one should go to the mikveh at the earliest opportunity they could go? Or does tefillah b'zmano mitzvah mean that if you go to the mikveh in the proper time, you become the mitzvah? But if once you miss that time, there's no point in going to the mikveh at the earliest point, at the earliest time possible, you already missed going to the mikveh at the proper time. Rashi in Masechet Taina says that even after the time has passed, there's a point to go to the mikveh at the earliest time possible. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that if you missed it, then there's no point to go at the earliest time possible. There are those that want to differentiate between why you missed going to the mikveh at the proper time. If you missed going to the mikveh at the proper time because the halacha told you not to go to the mikveh at that time, so there, tefillah b'zmano mitzvah teaches us that we should go to the mikveh at the earliest opportunity. But if you miss going to the mikveh at the proper time because you just, for whatever reason, got delayed, then we don't say tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. And the halacha of tefillah b'zmano mitzvah is even in a situation where the tefillah doesn't accomplish anything. For example, let's say you have a zov, let's say you have a person who has to go to the mikveh in a bizman hazeh, where there's no beis hamikdash, there's no taharis, there's no kachim. There's still the halacha of tefillah bizman mitzvah doesn't make a difference. Tefillah bizman mitzvah says that a person is supposed to go to the mikveh when he's supposed to go. There's also an interesting question. If we know that kalim, especially bizman chazel, needed to be taken to the mikveh. And the question is, does the concept of the tefillah b'zmano mitzvah apply to kelim, to vessels as well, or they only apply to human beings? The opinion of the Mishnah is that tefillah b'zmano mitzvah applies even to the kelim. The Pnei Yeshua disagrees, and he holds that tefillah b'zmano mitzvah only applies to people. So we see that Rabbi Yossi says, so now we have a question. Here we see Rabbi Yossi says tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. Not that Rabbi Yossi held, and we said before, that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zmano, and if you don't need to daven, it's not a point to go to the mikveh. Answers the Gemara. Here that we learned, the braisa that we learned earlier, that if somebody already davened, he has no right to go to the mikveh, it's not Rabbi Yossi, but rather Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudihi. The Tanya, there the question is, the Gemara Masechta Nida has an extensive discussion about a woman who isn't quite sure when is her time to go to the mikveh. That, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, a very complicated Gemara, have a discussion about that woman, how many times she has to go to the mikveh. According to Beis Shammai, she maybe has to go to the mikveh 95 times. According to the Beis Hillel, she has to go to the mikveh 35 times. And then the Gemara over there quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Dayal Tefilah Shtei Bachroina. Since she's going to go to all these times to the mikveh, she won't be tahor anyway, because until we're certain that she went to the mikveh when she was obligated to go to the mikveh, we cannot say that she's tahor. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are of the opinion tefillah b'zmano mitzvah, that even if she's not going to be tahor, she should go to the mikveh as soon as she can, because tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. Whereas the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who there's no point at tefillah b'zmano mitzvah, and since she won't be tahor by going to the mikveh at all these times, she waits to go to the mikveh when we know she'll be tahor. And that's the Rabbi Yossi Yehuda that holds tefillah b'zmano mitzvah. The other Rabbi Yossi was not Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, but it was rather Rabbi Yossi ben Chalefta. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan Roy Kerbi Yom Kippurim, if somebody unfortunately sees the submission of Zerah on Yom Kippur, Yared v'Tovel, he should go to the mikvah, ul'erev yishafshif. And then at night, he should wash himself to make sure there's no chatzitza. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? L'erev, to go to wash himself, that he should make sure there was no chatzitza, it's already after he went to the mikveh. What is the point? May da hava. He already went to the mikveh. So what's the point of washing himself after? Answers the Gemara, Ela Ema be'erev yishavshif. What the Gemara is teaching us is that every person on Erev Yom Kippur should go to the wash himself properly, that in case something comes up, that he has to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, and he would, under normal circumstances, wash himself to make sure there was no chatzitza. Here, he can't do that on Yom Kippur, so he should prepare himself before Yom Kippur by going washing himself and making sure that he has no chatzitza on it. However, as I said before, the Rishonim all teaches that b'zman hazeh, we don't go to the mikveh when every time somebody has an emission, and therefore, since that's the case, we don't go to the mikveh if somebody became chas v'sholem, as we're going to discuss. A person should not go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. There were paiskim that would leave the mikveh, rabbanim who would leave the mikvahs open on Yom Kippur, and if somebody had chas v'sholem such an emission on Yom Kippur, and he's a person that always goes to the mikveh, and it's difficult for him to daven under such circumstances, the halacha is that those people quietly would go to the mikveh. But as I said, this is highly unlikely and highly unacceptable behavior. Tanit Tanaka made Rav Nachman. Haroi keri b'yom kippurim. If somebody sees keri chas v'shalom yom kippur, avaynoisav mechulam loy. It's a ray that he had mechilas avaynos. And the Iyun Yaakov explains that somebody who's in this situation, he's in Yom Kippur, he's fasting, and he's doing all the Chamisha Anuyim that we discussed in this perek, it must be that the Tumah, the Keri, which represents Tumah, is being expelled from his body, and therefore, since it's being expelled from his body, that's a great sign. Says the Gemara Vatanya of Venosu Sidurim. To ask the Gemara, but we learned in the Braisa that says Avinoshu Sidurim, says the Gemara, my Sidurim, which seems to mean that he has to be concerned that he is not in a good place. And as the Mashal explains, just like we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem, we can start learning the Masechta Sukkah, and the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Sukkah that if it starts to rain on Sukkot, when one is going to the Sukkah, when sitting in the sukkah, it's ke'evid, it's like a servant who poured a cup of wine for his owner, and then the wine throws it back in his face. So here too, somebody who sees keri on Yom Kippur, shouldn't that be a sign that what this represents? Says, well, no. What it means is, sar durim lemachal. So the Gemara discusses Tana Debei Rav Shmuel, haroi keri b'yom kippurim. If somebody, chas v'shalom, sees keri on Yom Kippur, Yida Kala Shana Nekula, he should be concerned, it's not a good sign. However, on the other hand, the Oslo Shana, if the person who saw Keri on Yom Kippur, then Baruch Hashem survived the year, Muftach Lo Shaben Olam Haba. It must be that he has Maisim Tovim, it must be that he's a good person, and therefore he has nothing to worry about. However, the Paiskim say that is only in a person who didn't eat too much or didn't think about different things that would have caused the carry. If somebody ate too much, that could bring that emission, or other external reasons that could bring the emission. So as the Stipler writes in a letter, it actually goes two ways. On one hand, it works that he has nothing. He shouldn't be so worried. But on the other hand, it doesn't represent that he has such a great year. Muftach v'mos l'shana, but the Gemara says if he did survive that year, muftach l'shana l'mahaba. Amar Rav Nachman, Teida, what's the greatness of this person? Shekol ha'olam kula rov, everybody may not have tashmish, everybody may not have an emission. V'hu savei, it's a great sign. Kiyosra of Dimi Omar, he would say that somebody who sees Kerry on Yom Kippur says Rav Dimi Mashkechaya or Mashkechaya Sagi Masagva. He'll have Arichas Yomim, he'll have a long life, and he'll have children and grandchildren. He'll be zaycha to have a lot of bracha. So I saw the Sefer Kamavasar explains that our Gemara just said, Haroi Keri B'Yom Kippurim Yidak Kol Hashana Kula. The Gemara said that the word Yidak is the Gematria Chai, 18. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that somebody who's Doi Kol Hashana, somebody all year round is concerned about the Averis that he might have done, such an individual is going to be Zoycha to Chai, to live. A person who lives the entire year, that it's right before Yom Kippur, and he's constantly living in a state that I need to do tshuva, that is the biggest skula for Mechilas Avoinus and Arichas Yomim. The Sefer Hoin Osher explains that we look at the Mishnayis of this Mesechta, it begins with the letter Shin, and it ends with the letter Lamed, corresponding to the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning bush, Sal Malecha Mi'al Raglecha. Yom Kippurim is a day that we take off our shoes. And Yom Kippur is a day that we wear, that we're like Malachi Asharis. And the Malachi Asharis are separated from all Inyonim of Gashmias. So too on Yom Kippur is a day that we're separated from Gashmias. And that's what our whole Masechta is here to teach us. The Masechta is here to teach us how on Yom Kippur, we're in a different situation. On Yom Kippur, we're in a higher level. We learned earlier, we discussed, that on Yom Kippur, we all say, Baruch Shem Kvay Machusa Loilam Vod out loud, like the Malachim do. Because on Yom Kippur, we're Malachim. Yom Kippur was separated from Tupa. Yom Kippur, we're in a higher level and we come connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem. We who become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be connected on Yom Kippur, and that should influence our entire lives, that we should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will be zoicha, as the Gemara just ended, chayim kulchem hayoyim, that we should be zoicha tarichas yomim v'shanim taivais. Hanu lachem kippurim, v'slik alach masechta yuma.